This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
We probably don't have time to bring it up, right?
Yeah, nope.
It's unfortunate. This is where I would say bring it up, Jake, but we can't. Next segment will be all our bets for tonight here. You Better You Bet Power Hour. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley will soon be joined by our entire cast here, including Tyler Morales is with us. Hello, Tyler.
Hello.
Tyler joining us, which means it's time to bury our heads into the trough and our Preakness draw, Ken, with no one winning at the Kentucky Derby, thanks to Rich Strike, Hooray Horse, being entered at the 11th hour and winning at 80-1. So all the money carried.
We picked every horse. We picked every horse, not even the long shots. And as a very, very brief aside at the end, I go, well, if one of the other horses draws in, they won't win, but we'll just roll it over to the. I'm really glad we put that permutation in. We would have come up with it anyway, but it was just really funny.
Okay, so Ken, this is kind of like your baby here. This is your idea. It's a great content idea, the trough. So why don't you kind of shepherd us through this here a little bit, and we can do the drawing of names first, and then I will I can handle some of it from there.
Sure, Scott. Can we put the horse morning line odds that we had earlier with Moose on? Can you just throw those in the chat for when we do the draw? So there are 7 of us and 9 horses in the field, which means in this particular trough draw, everyone will get 1, and then 2 additional people will get a second horse. So we'll draw names for that in a second. Like, who gets a second horse? That's what we're drawing. Only 2 people will on the show staff. And then we'll put the names of the horses in, and we'll do the draw that way, obviously. The pool idea, like for the money, because there's only 9 and there's a massive favorite and everyone's putting in double what they were putting in before. Like, I think we were doing 20 a person. So now it's 40 a person with everything in play. So I think with 280 in the pot, like, I feel like if you draw Epicenter, you're just like, you're in so good here. And I don't like the idea that, like, it just comes down to who draws Epicenter basically. So I think like having a win play show for whoever, like whichever horse comes in second and third, you get like part of the money that is available, I think is a fun idea. So what if we did like 180, 80, and then show you get your, no, we have to do 40. So 40, 240, I'm going to figure this out on the fly. 160, 80, 40.
Great.
So show you get your money back.
Sounds good to me.
Place, you get double the money that's in, and then win, you still get 160.
Done.
And there'll be 280 in, 7 times 4. Great. Okay, that's what we're going to do. Somebody write this down, 160, 80, 40. I mean, it's half, so it's pretty easy. But
I got it.
And we'll do that. So whoever you draw, like if you draw Skippy Longstocking, the 9, who is 20-1 on the morning line, you're alive for part of the pots. Like, don't worry. Like, the horse that literally, I was going to say cannot win, but Rich Strike just won. So anyway, I thought that would be a good idea. So, okay. With that in mind, we should do the draw for names first.
Yes.
So we're going to draw, here are the 2 people on the show staff who will get a second horse.
Jake, is there like some kind of like zany music we could play here underneath this whole thing? Oh yeah. If we have old timey baseball, that would
be. Do we have old timey baseball?
I don't think Jake was on the show when we were doing old timey
baseball. I also don't think
that was like a Rick Camp thing was old timey baseball.
Yeah. Oh man. Anything that we have, Jake, that would like fit, we could play like something stupid.
Lochmas. Well, we could do Lochmas.
Yeah.
That's what we did last time, right?
Yeah. Let's do Lochmas.
This is good for horse racing.
Drawn from the trough, picking out horses.
Flavian Pride with the BS run.
So we got the trough right here.
Yep.
So the first person that will get a second horse in the trough drawing will be, I can open up the sheet of paper. Scott will get a second horse.
All right.
So Scott Lynn, the second horse. And then the second person that will get a horse will be Bill will get a second horse also. Bill will get a second horse.
Okay, so Scott and Bill.
That's it. Scott and Bill get two. And now I will very quickly put the, there's only nine, so it makes it a little easier. All right, the names of the horses are in the trough. So how do you want to do two people get two? We all go once, and then the two people with two go a second time for like the draw?
Yeah.
Okay. Who should, do, what do you think the order should be?
Let's do Scott, because Scott was the first. So Scott, then Bill, then we can do me, then you, then
we have Jake. Tyler, Mike, Jake.
Downtown, Tyler, Scott, Bill.
Right, for the full order. Great. And that's nine, right? I didn't miss,
One, two,
that.
Three, four, anyway. Five, six, seven, eight, nine.
Great.
Nine.
So this
nine
is Scott. This is Scott horse number one, right?
Yes.
Okay. Scott horse number one is Skippy Longstocking.
Okay.
Skippy Longstocking is Scott horse. Good thing you got two horses. And you're alive for the show pool anyway. Bill, horse number one.
I feel like Bill's going to get Happy Jack.
I think Bill's going to get, I don't even want to say it. Happy Jack. Good call. We've gotten rid of the 30. We've got the two of the three longest shots on the board with the two people.
Bill, Bill just stays getting screwed by these drawings.
It's really unbelievable. Is there like a donkey that's running alongside them? That'll be Bill's second horse.
Yeehaw, yeehaw. Yes, it'll be Dominic. We'll be a late entry into the race.
Right, exactly.
All right, so this is me now.
Yes. Nick, you have the favorite in the race. You have Epicenter.
All right.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Your odds of cashing some portion of the pool are very, very good. I'll just be honest. I would really like Secret Oath, just for people who are curious. That's who I would really
like. Oh, you're up right now. So.
Oh, okay. My horse is Early Voting. That's Moose's pick to win the race. The second favorite on the morning line. That's good. I'll take that as the one horse.
Okay. All right. So now we're on Jake. I'm going to predict that Jake gets
Fenwick. Whoever gets Fenwick, I'm so sorry. You only have one horse and it's 50-1.
I think Jake's going to get Fenwick.
Jake's gotten, how do I pronounce the seven? Armagnac? Like Cognac?
Yeah. Armagnac.
All right. So Armagnac. That's
Armagnac is 12-1. So let's see who gets Fenwick.
I've been Fenwicked. Oh no. Who's up next?
Downtown Mike Brown.
Mike Brown, you have drawn Creative Minister, the two. That's 10-1 on the morning line. Not the worst horse that was available.
Which brings us to Tyler Morales. Good luck with Fenwick, Tyler.
Yep, it's coming. Fenwick.
Tyler, you have Secret Oath. That was by far the best horse left.
Which means either Scott or Bill, who got the two horses, are going to get either Skippy Longstockings and Fenwick or Happy Jack and Fenwick.
So who are the two horses that are left? Who's Simplification? Fenwick, oh, so you want? Oh, so the difference in expectation here is massive.
My boy
Simplification is the fourth choice.
Simp.
Who's Scott draws first, right?
Scott is first. So this is Scott here. Scott either gets Fenwick or Simplification, and the other goes to Bill.
Scott draws Simplification.
He said Bill with Fenwick and Happy Jack.
Oh, Bill, I'm so sorry. Happy Jack.
Unblocked.
And you had
unblocked two shot attempts. I love it.
Two of nine horses, and you drew. You drew 30. You literally drew the two. What is the probability you draw two random out of nine? Well, you draw one out of nine, one out of eight. One out of nine, one out of eight, and you somehow threaded the needle on that one. That's like the longest shots on the board.
Well, I mean, incredible. Rich Strike won the Derby, so, you know, who knows?
Right. Just for the cameras, let me just make sure this actually says Fenwick. Nope, Epicenter. No, just kidding. It says Fenwick. So we're good. Fenwick.
There you go.
Oh, Bill. That's tough. That's all tough. Right. You want to recap, Nick?
Yeah. You better bet. Nick Ken and the entire crew here are Preakness draw. Scott Lynn ends up with Skippy Longstocking and Simplification. Bill ends up with Happy Jack and Fenwick. I draw Epicenter. Ken draws Early Voting. Jake with Armagnac. Downtown Mike Brown, Creative Minister. And Tyler with Secret Oath.
That's really funny. That was a real. The trough is great.
The trough is
excellent. I love the trough.
Yeah, the bucket has proven to be a pretty like good show element. Show
device. Like a broken sand pail that my kids used to play with, and now all of a sudden it's famous.
So now what do we do?
I don't know. What do you want to do now?
What about the win, play, show thing? How does that work?
So you wrote down the dollar amounts. Whoever wins the race, that person who has that horse gets that amount. Whoever comes in second gets that amount. Whoever comes in third. So it's just so it's not an all or nothing anymore, because there's such a big favorite. Like, the likelihood Epicenter wins when we get the post is going to be like 58%. And just like that's kind of not so fun.
Oh, so that worked out pretty
well. Yeah, so even Bill can get place and show. Random stuff happens. There's only 9 horses in the race.
Okay.
Yeah. So but you are like a huge favorite to get part of the pot.
I'll take it.
If it sounded like I was trying to jinx that, it's because I was.
Well, fair enough. I got to win.
I would be astounded if you didn't get part of the pot. You'd be a massive favorite.
What do we want to do here with the time we have remaining in this segment?
We didn't finalize the monster, which we said we were going to do.
Oh, great. Let's do that. Okay.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Monster teaser.
Tyler, we were so excited about the trough. We had to move on to other things.
Tyler, you are more than welcome to stick around if you'd like, or we'll see you next week. Up to you.
I'll just stick around.
Okay, right. Tyler, we'll hang with us.
Happy to have you.
Why not? It's always good to have you here. All right, so monster teaser here, Ken. Your first pick would be what for week number one? Sides only, no totals. Patriots?
Yeah, let me just make sure there's not one I would like more just for the monster. I got to be honest. Like Seattle 17.5 is like a home Monday night opener, and they're going to get smoked.
I mean,
by that margin.
I mean, Drew Lock could throw a pick six to Patrick Surtain on the first play.
We just didn't talk about it. That was like one we didn't really bring up. Just want to throw that in there for inclusion.
We can put it on the potential list.
Yeah, it won't be my first pick, but I saw it and I go, I don't think we talked about this. I will take. Yeah, I'll take the Patriots. I can't really make a case for anything else over them.
Okay, so Patriots plus 15.5 or plus 16, depending on where
you're shopping. Yeah, I mean, Tua to win by 17 in a game, like I just...
Against the Patriots.
Never mind. Right, never mind. All right.
Okay. Ravens plus 8.5. Does that make the final list?
like a possibilities, sure. Like you could, because we're drafting together, right? Like you're gonna pick one, and I'm gonna
pick
one.
Yeah. So like, are there any like absolute like must have locks besides for the Patriots?
I'd like to put Chiefs 10.5 in.
Okay, I'm okay with that. Because of the Kansas City threw zero out the other side. Patrick Mahomes
into double digits
at Cliff Kingsbury.
Well, they don't have Tyreek Hill. Maybe they'll get. I mean, it is kind of an interesting game because it's high total and Arizona plays really well week one. But like, it's also Mahomes plus 10.5.
Okay, I guess next choice would be Ravens. I think is a good one. We could get
either side of New Orleans, Atlanta. Right? Yeah.
Do we want to do Atlanta? No, right? They're really
which is,
bad.
What is the more desirable? What is really the more desirable teaser side in that game?
New Orleans.
New Orleans plus 8.5?
I think so, yeah.
Or Atlanta 17.5?
I think there's a chance Atlanta just gets jackhammered.
I guess we can't say Atlanta. Like, if it's Ritter, doesn't that bring in, like, lots of extreme negative outcomes?
Yeah, definitely.
It's also, like, such a low total game, though, and you get 17. Okay.
Listen, I you make a good point that maybe Atlanta could potentially be the better side there.
But before we know their starting quarterback, New Orleans 8.5 is like also a worthy inclusion. No question.
Eagles plus 9 at Detroit.
Yep. Depending on what the number is right now, right?
Through
what
zero
is the bet? The bet Rivers number is 4?
Yeah.
Okay. I forgot about that. Yeah. 9. Yes. Yes, please.
Are you interested in Raiders plus 17 at the Chargers?
Eagles 9 might be better than the Patriots.
Eagles 9's really good.
As the number one pick.
Eagles 9 is excellent.
Lions by double digits, that's a tough ask. That's going to be a tough one.
With no Jameson Williams, probably.
Probably. Jared Goff by margin.
Tampa plus 11 or Raiders plus 17?
Oh, between the two, Raiders by far. I don't even think Tampa should be on like the inclusion list.
Okay. So right now we're working.
I do think over 40 might need to be on the inclusion list when we get to totals in that game. But that's...
oh yeah, but like but no totals here.
Oh yeah, we're not doing totals. I was just making a joke. Yeah.
So this would be Patriots, Chiefs, Eagles, Raiders.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Raiders is actually the flimsiest of that group.
It is.
Like, would you rather? You don't want to put Seattle in.
Baltimore.
I don't want to put that game in.
Okay.
Jets winning and Ravens by 40 both seem like plausible to me.
I feel like Vikings plus 14.5 might be really good.
Maybe. Okay. This is very close.
Are you really into Seattle plus 17?
But they're 4.5, so I would want 17.5 to make it even better.
I would need 17.5 also. But right now at Bet Rivers, it's 4.
Okay, fair enough. Well, then we can't do it because the Bet Rivers number is 4. But we can do Vikings.
We could do Vikings.
To more than 14.
Texans plus 21 in week 1 is not bad.
I would want 21.5, probably. Whatever, if we're around anything that is a distant cousin of a key number, I'll just want the half point, basically.
But like, and we can't do San Francisco because it would be plus 6.5. We need 7.5 or 7. Because we need 7.5. Yeah,
that's a terrible game to monster. Yeah. That's like the worst one on the board to monster.
Yeah. All right. So I guess like for now, Patriots, Chiefs, Eagles, Raiders would be the choice for the monster.
Yeah. Fourth leg, also, like very much under consideration still, though.
It's also May 19th. All our bets for tonight. All our bets for tonight coming up right after this.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.